Welcome to the Movie Bin.
Season 6!
That's right. We want to give a quick disclaimer on this season. If you're used to our season 1 podcast.
Yeah, even season 5.
Yeah.
Fun summer movies. This is not happy, light.
No, we're doing scary movies. And so
spooky
with that
season
comes, we talk about murders and
witches.
Witches and other adult-themed
things. Adult-themed?
Not like that.
Wow.
Well, you'll have to listen and find out. All right, anyway, maybe don't listen with your kids this time.
Put the kids to bed.
All right, here we go. People thought the movie was over. It's been, Brian, how long since our last podcast?
Well, I mean, it was summer of 2020. I went back and listened. It was, we were all going through some stuff.
And I do remember
the pandemic.
We had multiple, I think we were like set to record some different things, and then we'd get texts that would be like, Oliver has been exposed to COVID. And then we'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, well,
we are going to not meet then.
Yeah.
And
we didn't.
We didn't that time, but then we eventually did.
And we also weren't in the office, and we kind of came in to do those when we were at home, right? During the pandemic.
You know?
Height of the panty. That's what they call it. Don't they call it a panty?
I don't think anybody calls it a panty because it sounds like panties.
When you say it
I don't like that word.
We're talking about that right now.
You were talking about it. But anyway, we're back.
Pandemic.
Listen,
Movie Bin! Season 6!
Season 6.
You guys thought we were dead.
You did, but we're here.
Not actually dead. That's kind of dark.
That was super dark. But also, speaking of dark things.
Oh.
We have a sad... It's not...
Wow, Colleen, that's how you wanted to segue to this information?
I don't... How do you want to... Go ahead. Exactly what I'm saying.
You rip off the Band-Aid.
Put a positive spin on this.
I will try to put a positive spin on anything.
Go ahead, then. You tell the people in a positive way this information.
Colleen, you get to hear from some new voices this season.
Oh, boy.
That's not how I wanted it.
Well, let's just be honest about it.
Okay.
This is something, Ryan, you need to be better about articulating your feelings, and I'll say this. Mary Taylor, our favorite third-party co-host. Do you say co-host if it's three people? Tri-host? Tri-host.
Tri-Wizarding Tournament is what you're trying
to say. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The Tri-Wizarding Tournament.
Yes.
Mary wanted to opt out of this season,
She's
which was fine.
She's basically the House of Hufflepuff.
She is Hufflepuff. She is Switzerland. She's neutral.
It's Slytherin. Colleen, not Switzerland. You're an idiot.
How dare you? I miss Mary already.
Anyway. Okay, so this season is about, we are doing a spooky season. Happy Halloween season. Boy, we
are. You just want to say Mary's out, that's it?
No, I'm going to say that's why.
Oh, okay.
One of the reasons why Mary is not here for this season is that Mary doesn't like scary movies.
She hates them.
And we decided that we wanted to do a seasonal, because we've enjoyed doing like our seasonally themed seasons.
Right. We've never done a spooky one.
We haven't. We did our summer season last year. We did a Christmas season before that. And then we did the Movies After Dark, which was a great season, season 3. I'm giving people just some context so they can go back and listen because they want to know. And we're going to do probably one of our more controversial seasons.
Ooh.
Because, we'll be honest, a lot of our audience maybe doesn't love scary movies or thinks that Halloween is like the best type of season.
More of a
fall festival kind of audience.
Yeah. I would say so based
on... Harvest fairs. Those types of things.
Yes. And actually, it's been quite easy this season finding people who have not seen a lot of these movies that we're going to do because...
we all kind of grew up the same way.
Yes.
Watching many of these. Except for you, Colleen. You watched a lot of scary movies.
I'm going to say a lot.
More than most people.
More than you.
You've seen Children of the Corn, which I don't think anyone's seen that movie.
That's not true, though. Highly rated movie. It's old.
According to who?
My mom.
Thanks, Nance.
Thanks,
and
Nancy.
Thanks to our... So, okay, well...
Were you
going to
thank a sponsor? What were you doing?
Yeah, let's thank our sponsor, Nancy Tunis.
Nancy Tunis. Thanks, Mom.
I want to give her a shout-out.
Yeah.
And your sister's bed and breakfast, Airbnb. What kind of farmhouse does she have?
She is. She just lives in a farmhouse. It is not open to the public. But
not yet.
Also to my sister, Patty, thank you for that.
Yep. And so for this season, because Mary's not here... And Colleen and I we're fine by ourselves.
Okay.
It's just, it is what it is. People get tired of hearing us talk.
And Ryan and I have a very similar, like, positive perspective on things. So it's good to bring in and out. Not like these people are negative.
Yeah, they are all for sure negative.
Today's guest absolutely is. But it's just nice to have another kind of perspective on these movies.
A perspective.
Yes.
And so basically, while we want Mary here too, this is our second choice of people this whole season, the people that... Sure. They're good enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love you, Mary.
Love you, Mary. And including our first guest, who, Mary, she's said some kind things about, but mostly not a lot of positive
feedback. No, not much at all, actually. We'd like to welcome our good friend.
Well, okay.
Okay, friend?
Both. Yeah, he's a friend.
Welcome, Johnny Collier,
welcome
to the podcast.
Johnny to the
How do you feel about all that,
Boy,
Johnny?
We talked a lot about you while you were sitting here.
Yeah, he was here for all of that.
Well, first, when you said, and speaking of dark things, I really thought that was the segue to get
to you?
Introduction to me. I was like, wow, go in there, guys.
No, we did it.
I can't.
Then it was Mary. Then you made it sound like she died of COVID.
Mary didn't die. She is still alive.
You almost went there.
No, Colleen
did. You set it up like that.
We didn't.
And then called me negative. So well, here we are.
I think you're proving our point.
Okay. You sound like you're pretty negative right now. So, Johnny.
Any more feedback?
Yeah,
for us?
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
While we're here,
some hits and misses.
This is great.
Johnny, how do you feel about Halloween?
Oh, man, that was such a. It's
a big question.
Such a big question.
Is it loaded? It's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question.
Yeah. Depends on who's listening.
I guess. Allowed to celebrate as a kid. You know, trunk or treats. You had like fall-a-luyas.
Yeah, this is what we're saying. This is our audience.
Yeah, so, you know, I remember fourth grade, our art teacher had us do a project where you made, like, clay, like, headstones of your death.
Tombstones?
Of your death, because it's Halloween,
awful.
Right?
You're a fourth grade art teacher? That's
wow.
kind of
probably
morbid.
Now to say it out loud, to me, it was like, oh, it's just what you do on Halloween. But my mom had a really big issue with it.
Yeah. I feel like most parents would.
And now I say it out loud.
You
like,
made your own
weird.
Headstone in fourth grade art class?
That's terrible.
Grief.
I guess, that probably
it explains
wasn't great.
A lot about you.
This is why Johnny turned out the way he has.
Yeah, that might have been it.
This is going to be a little bit of a therapy session turned. For Johnny as well.
But we are going to be watching some spooky movies. Do you like spooky movies?
I hate them.
Oh,
for
do.
So many reasons.
Well, Johnny,
this is great. Like, let's unpack this a little bit. No. Why don't you like what?
I was going to say, what's really funny is, like, Johnny's movie is the least spooky of all of them of the season.
Well, it's perfect. It's perfect for Johnny because he doesn't even like him.
It's still
Which,
enough.
According to your general appearance, mm-hmm. most people would say, oh, I bet Johnny loves a good
Probably.
horror flick.
Brian, for the people who've never met Johnny, would you like to describe his physical appearance?
I would love to. Okay. If you've ever seen, like, been to a post office, and you've seen, as you're waiting in line, you see kind of like the missing people and like the wanted people. He looks like a combination of both of those.
Of a
like,
missing
you look
and
like
wanted
a
person?
Missing child who became a wanted person.
With the spin that, like, I'm incredibly attracted to women over like 65.
You are.
Yeah.
Is that really like
he's saying that because
Ashley, your wife's mom.
My mother in law, Kathy, who is never going to listen to this podcast, so I don't mind talking about it, she caught one glimpse of Johnny one time up for a visit and said, who is that?
That's great.
And I said, oh, mother-in-law. That's just Johnny. And she said, he is so handsome. And I was like, are we talking about the same person right now? Yeah. Johnny
it just
has,
reminds him of, like, you know.
What does it remind them
the
of?
The 60s. You know, the
you
long
do have
hair,
that,
the beard. It's like.
So Johnny has, we'll call it shoulder length. Colleen, would you call it clean hair?
No.
What, call
what
it?
Is the opposite of that?
Yes.
Unkempt.
You have unkempt hair. You have you look like
Johnny told me he never brushes his hair, he just runs his fingers through it.
I got two perfectly good combs at the end of my hand.
Colin, I haven't had a comb since 10th grade.
Well, Brian, you have short hair. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. And then Johnny, you have a lot of prison tattoos.
Prison tattoos.
Yeah, a lot of prison tattoos.
A lot of those.
And fun fact, Johnny and I went on a trip to Dallas one time. And Johnny's luggage got lost, and so he went to Walmart and bought a pair of Walmart brand slacks and then proceeded to wear those as pants for as long as he could and then cut them off into shorts and then wore
those.
Now they're
my tour shorts.
And now they're your tour shorts.
He wears them all the time.
Yeah.
So you are resourceful like a hobo.
Like exactly like a hobo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is that politically correct? I don't know.
Can we say hobo? Thanks to our sponsor,
Hobos.
Oh, gosh, Ryan. God, I don't think you can say that.
Colleen,
wow!
It's a folksy kind of guy. Like they jump trains and stuff. Like hobos aren't. Bad
how are they
going
to sponsor us? I know, Ryan. It's just they don't have enough money for
drifters.
Themselves. Yeah. They can't
it's
be our sponsors.
It's more hobo awareness. If you see a hobo, reach out to them.
Just stop calling them hobos. This is where I need Mary because Mary would be like slapping you right now. Okay,
what's the
proper? I would be no help. Sorry.
What is the proper name for a hobo, Colleen?
A bum.
No, okay. That's not it either, guys.
We'll let you workshop that.
Yes.
But, Johnny, tell us more about scary movies and why you don't like them.
Oh, I don't, you know.
Oh, let's do this. What's the first scary movie you saw that you can remember?
Gypsy. Can I say
Wait,
gypsy?
No.
Yes, he
apparently,
looks like a gypsy.
No, apparently now you can't say the word gypped. because that is offensive to the gypsy community because they... I'm not going to say anymore because I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Really. I don't know anything
like,
about
I just
gypsies.
Know that much. I'm not here's
are gypsies are a community?
Here's a great idea. Let's like move Romanians, on. Let's move past hobos and gypsies. Let's go, Johnny, what's the yes. first okay. scary movie you saw?
Like, movie that scared me? Or, because, like, or...
Whatever you want. I just, whatever you want, man.
Okay. See? This is what I got to deal with.
Whatever you
just annoyed. You invited me here. This is your idea. I'm here because of you.
She's trying to make a conversation.
Like, I don't know. You tell me.
The first time I got scared was Jurassic Park.
Okay, all
when
right.
When the T-Rex comes down and bites
back
him
on the track.
Out, of,
all
right. out of
Mary
the,
Taylor would agree with you on that being that a super spooky movie.
Yeah. So. I was way more afraid of buses than dinosaurs, though. So,
like, speed.
Throw back to speed.
Like, speed, yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh.
But Jurassic Park,
but
I get
also,
it.
Okay.
Scary movies like that deal with like the occult and like spirituality stuff, that's scary.
I'm uninterested in any of those.
Do not watch any of those.
But mainly because... my grandfather was a warlock in Brazil. He was an actual witch. And so, like, that stuff
now
is
we're,
in
we're
our
getting
family.
Into
we
the,
are. This is
this
the good
is,
stuff
This
here.
Is a good first episode
warlocks
for our
and hobos. This is what people were waiting for. They were like, man.
That should be the name of the episode. Just kidding. It can't be. But,
why? We can't call people hobos?
No.
What is hobo short for?
We're
going
to have
like,
to edit
like a,
some of this out. This is a lot of hobo talk without any Halloween talk. Okay. So, Jurassic Park. So, today we're going to be watching a really scary movie, Johnny. Have you heard of the cinema classic, Hocus Pocus?
yes.
Starring one Bette Midler.
Yes.
Midler. Terrifying.
And
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker and the lady from Sister Act. What's her name?
I'm going to say it incorrectly. Kathy Najimy.
Yeah. Oh. I love her, though. She is one of my favorites.
She's very funny.
Who? Is that third one?
Is that the right name? I'm not sure that name is correct.
We will do it. We still need to do fact checks at the end of these.
I confuse with the lady from Married with Children sometimes.
What? Oh, Gemma from Sons of Anarchy.
What?
Is it the same person?
Yeah, same
okay.
person.
Catherine.
Her name's not Kathy.
Catherine Hara. No, that's...
Hold on.
Okay, we're all over the place. We're right on brand, though. We're
Catherine right on this is on brand is... for us.
Catherine O'Hara is for Best in Show.
Johnny, have you seen this movie? While I look up...
I have not seen Hocus Pocus.
Do you know what it's about?
No, absolutely
fantastic.
Not.
Did you know this is my one of so my wife has a similar movie background as Colleen. It is Kathy Najimy.
It
I
is,
did all right. Okay.
You did great. Sorry.
So my wife has a similar movie background as Colleen is that she watched a lot of movies she shouldn't have growing up in the horror genre. But she also they share very similar movie tastes as far as
that.
Their favorite movies of all time. And it's imagine like peak blockbuster era.
Yes.
And you walk in on a Friday night and you're looking at the what you're going to pick out.
What a good memory.
That is they have never moved past that moment in their lives. So their favorite movies include The Goonies, Jurassic Park, Independence Day, Twister.
Any like big natural disaster movie.
From the mid-90s.
Yes, Alien.
And then also she's Ashley's a big fan of the movie Labyrinth. She kind of loses me there.
Great she
movie.
Lost me there as well.
But Hocus Pocus. Huge
love
fan.
It.
She loves Hocus Pocus.
I do as well. Okay,
never seen it.
Okay, well, but you've. I'm sure you. It is a. It's. I was gonna say cultural phenomenon, which is probably giving it too much credit.
Okay,
but
this is why you
say...
and Ashley are the exact same person, though, because we were talking about. We were talking about Hocus Pocus, and she's like, it's essentially Elf for Halloween. I mean, they probably made the same amount of money.
Yes, that is the best way I could describe
and
this movie.
I could not believe. I was like, Ashley, I have to bring you back to reality
a
little
bit. I
have to
bring Ashley on the show.
I'm going to tell you right now, Hocus Pocus, I'm going to spoil a little bit for you. The Rotten Tomatoes score, not nearly as high as Elf.
Okay, listen.
And Elf made over $250 million
Rotten
at the box office.
Rotten Tomatoes
is garbage. Box office. And the box office.
The box office.
Enunciation continues to stay my brand.
That's good. You're doing great, Ryan. Yes.
And Hocus Pocus made about a tenth of that at the box office.
So it's a different time. It was a different time.
It's not, they're not the same movie.
Okay, I didn't say they were the same movie, but the cultural phenomenon. Hocus Pocus. So all that to say, Johnny, like I feel like you have to at least know, like, not necessarily the premise, but like, what are the characters?
I remember all the commercials on the Disney Channel.
Okay,
because it aired every Halloween, like always, and so I can like vividly remember. Like the dialogue coming in, but I have no idea what the premise is. Just I know there's three witches.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
There
so you know
there's
witches.
Three, and I know that there's like a pot that they're usually over.
Okay. Oh, usually.
And, like,
like you're just kind of saying in general.
But that's like
this is just general
their
witch
crystal
knowledge.
Ball.
Okay.
And then they have to transfer. That's their portal.
There's a portal. Where do they go
this
in
is
the
getting
once they
get the kids?
They're going into the portal to get kids from
Okay, so they're in a different dimension.
Yes,
they
different go dimension.
In, they go to a different
dimensions.
They get the kids, they and bring what, them back.
I don't
want
this to be too dark, but what do you think they do with the kids?
They scare them.
They just want to scare them.
They need the tears of the children.
Like a Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. With tears. With tears. That's probably right.
And then that's what feeds more of their witches' brew and stew, and then they go get more kids.
So the witches' brew is made of child's tears.
Yeah.
That's what the portal is.
That's what I would imagine.
I think you're pretty close. Yeah. It actually sounds like a better movie than what
we're
getting ready to
watch. Actually, we should remake Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, yeah.
Wow. All right, well, are you nervous about this at all, Johnny? Are you worried that you might be scared from this movie?
No, I'm not. I think
we picked a pretty tame one for Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny probably should have been on the extreme side of this, but I actually love that he's going to get to watch this Disney Disney classic.
I'm going to watch this with Ashley because she's probably already seen it three or four times this
year. She's going to quote the whole thing, and you're going to love it, though.
Oh, gosh.
It is time.
Okay.
It's time. Let's go watch Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
I put a spell on you.
Welcome back!
I put a spell on you.
No, that's not gonna.
Because you're mine,
Colin. I have
Ryan
a very
wanted to
good,
play that version.
That's a screaming Jay Hawkins version, and it's the better of the ones that are out there.
That is up for debate. Johnny, how do you feel?
Great.
Great.
Just
great.
In general. This is we're just doing like a checkup.
General, just a general checkup.
You feel like in the Halloween spirit?
I think so.
We're only a few days out. I'm not sure exactly. What day it is today, one, and two, when this will come out.
Great,
so,
great point.
Yeah. I'm feeling like I'm in the spooky season spirit.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
You can't watch Hocus Pocus and not feel that.
I would argue otherwise, but it's fine.
You would argue that you do not feel in the Halloween spirit after watching Hocus Pocus, a movie that takes place on Halloween.
Sure.
With witches,
it's just not
costumes,
my favorite Halloween
candy.
Movie. It's fine. We'll keep going.
Have you ever been to Salem?
I miss Mary.
No. Wait. What do you mean? This is just the first episode.
I need Mary.
All right. Johnny,
Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus.
Thoughts?
General.
A quick take.
I wrote some notes down.
Okay. Oh, he came prepared, Ryan. This is good.
First question.
Okay.
Oh, it's a question. Those are not notes, but go on.
How many movies does Disney have where someone dies in the first 10 minutes? Because I did not expect them to hang the witches.
Yeah, that is.
And just like, that was pretty brutal.
Well, a funny thing, this was like 93. And this was before like all the new Disney movies with like the villains as the main character.
Yeah.
They said they would take a big jump by putting the three villains as kind of the main characters and on the cover of the poster. Like they were leading with the villains in this movie.
They're pretty lovable villains though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker was like,
go ahead and say it.
I really loved how dim-witted she was.
Yes.
The whole time, whenever she's like supposed to be listening, and she's like, what are we doing?
Yes.
I told Ashley this about Sarah Jessica Parker in this movie. There's a couple things that she is too hot for a PG movie. Yes.
Okay.
She wears like a little
the bustier or whatever.
What would you call it? I'm not familiar with the ladies' wardrobe. But the little sewn-up shirt.
A corset.
We'll call it that. And they talk about, like, she wanted, like, to spend some time with the teenage boy, and the bus driver lets her ride on his lap.
There's a lot of
virgin references.
This was the first Disney movie that used the word virgin, and they talked about it all the time.
The little sister roasts him constantly.
He's a virgin, too.
The virgin
eight-year-old? You don't even know what that means.
You don't know what that is.
Fifth grade is when sex education
began. What I thought a virgin was as eight-year-old.
Yeah,
very different.
Tell us what you think an eight-year-old virgin was.
I think I was probably around eight. I told my mom that my friend, this is ridiculous.
This is going to be good.
This is great.
I was waiting for a couple of these stories.
I told my mom that I heard that my friend Hillary had sex with her pillow. And I don't know what I thought that meant, but I was convinced that it had happened.
If you made it past the disclaimer and your kids are still listening, that is your fault. We warned you. So that's where we're at. Johnny, you can't cough into a microphone. I'm not even an audio guy, and you can't cough into a microphone.
I'm not saying that again.
No, you can't say it again. But
I will not.
Okay, well. Any other thoughts, Johnny? Questions?
Let me go through my notes. What else I noticed? How did the power turn on in the old house?
Hold on. These are more questions, Johnny.
Okay.
We need overall thoughts.
Overall thoughts.
Did you enjoy it? What did you like? What did you not like?
It had that classic music when you first, like, you know, he's riding his bike.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 90s. I loved it.
Yes.
It brought me all the way back. And then it was 90 minutes. It was quick.
Yes.
I agree. A 90-minute movie.
I do love that it was 90 minutes. I knew how the arc was going to go.
Yeah.
You know.
You have a general idea what's going to happen.
They put him in the oven and the kiln and then... You're like, well, it's not over.
It's a perfectly fine movie. I don't love it. Like, Colleen puts it on the same level. You did this. You said Elf. It is like Elf.
For Halloween, 100%.
I don't see that. I don't see that because I'm more of like Halloween is Nightmare Before Christmas. That to me is the Elf.
Never seen that movie.
Of Halloween.
Is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Halloween Christmas movie.
That doesn't seem
like a Christmas Halloween movie.
That sounds like you are Walmart switching seasons in between. Before you're done with the first one. I don't know. Already got the trees out.
It's Halloween Christmas season.
In Halloween Town. He is the king of Halloween and he discovers Christmas.
Hmm.
Yeah, well.
So it goes both ways.
Colleen.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
This is in the movie? I love it. I think you've seen this movie
how many times?
A ton. My sister used to watch this every year. This is an every year watch for me.
Really?
There's not a lot of Halloween movies I like to rewatch, and Hocus Pocus is one. But I think
that's why you like it so much.
It's what? Just nostalgic?
Yeah, because Ashley loves it for the same reason, and I didn't see this until after I was married. Like, I had not seen it at all.
And that could be a big piece of it. It's like, feels like it was part of my childhood, but I think it's like a fun, easy, it's not like too scary. There's some like good comedic parts in it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a feel-good Halloween movie to me.
Okay. I'll give you that. I will say it is a light and easy movie to watch.
Correct.
My kids aren't old enough to watch it though,
no,
for sure.
They're seven
and 7 and 5.
But do you think they would get half?
Well, that's the thing.
But I think it's like 9, maybe, I think is probably the age. I don't know. Maybe earlier.
Maybe they'll get it, but in like a couple of years, they won't remember it.
What was I saying? Think of all the movies you used to watch as a kid where stuff just went right over your
head. Right over your head.
Yeah.
Most of it.
Like
when she gets on the bus and he asks, "What are you guys looking for?"
Children.
And she says, and he goes, "Well, it might take me a couple tries."
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this movie was pretty horny.
Oh,
being
for
honest.
Sure.
Colleen, tell me I'm wrong.
Parental discretion advised.
And then you wonder why all the girls
they talk
grow
about
up
virgins all the time. Mm-hmm. Sarah Jessica Parker is her own thing. The bus driver is real.
Mm-hmm.
The mom is wearing like the Madonna bra.
Wow.
Oh, and then
the parents are worthless in this movie.
And then they're under a spell. Yeah, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, but still worthless.
Also, that looks like the most fun adult Halloween party I've ever seen in my life.
Was it like adult prom? Because
it's exactly
there was like,
what it
looked
like.
They were
all
under
the chaperones.
A spell before the prom?
No.
They were just partying and irresponsibly left their 8-year-old daughter to go hang out with their 15-year-old,
like,
probably pothead son.
Probably,
a lot of tie-dye stuff going on.
No, he denied weed.
That's true.
So he is not a pothead.
Okay. Well, later in life.
Yeah.
Wow, you're making a lot of assumptions here.
Let's get into the background. Colleen, for the people who haven't seen it yet or who are just listening to the podcast all the way through and didn't stop and pause because they were driving,
mm-hmm.
and they need a little quick refresher on Hocus Pocus. Can you give them a little something?
Yes. And as always, I like to just shoot from the hip here. I've done very little preparation
on
how this is going to go.
You get all the names right?
I'm going to say the Sanderson sisters, and I know the rest.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you ask me to name each one, I probably will mess that up.
Winifred. Sarah.
Jessica.
That's not correct. So the Sanford sisters are witches back in, I think, like 300 years ago, I believe, which was 300 years ago from 1993. So they get hung for doing witchcraft, and
as they should,
they murder a child.
Yeah.
Which is also a dark beginning. And then turn the brother of that child into a cat for all eternity.
Do you feel like hanging is the appropriate
response to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that probably feels about right.
At least in Salem, 1693.
Right. And before they die, they cast a spell where they can come back if a virgin lights a candle. And so they are basically lying in wait. Is that how you would say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Repose?
Until our friend Max moves to Salem, new student, the virgin, learned quickly. He's trying to kind of like impress
a
girl. He's like watching his sister, but he goes, they go to the old museum where this spell book is, and he lights the candle, which brings back the Sanderson sisters. And then their whole goal is to, it was pretty dark, but find children, restore their youth, and remain on earth.
Obsessed with their youth.
Yes. And then the whole movie is Max and his sister and Allison, his school crush, trying to stop them. And the cat.
And the cat.
And the cat. And then don't forget.
And then Billy.
Billy
the
Bones
zombie.
Or what's his name? Something like that?
Billy, yeah.
It's just Billy.
Billy
I
with his mouth sewn
yeah.
shut.
Mm-hmm.
Billy with the mouth sewn
Who
shut.
Who got so. His mouth sewn shut because he was messing around with two sisters. So again.
Scandal.
Scandalous
all over this
movie.
Yeah.
Also, scandalous
movie. Can I just tell you, I've watched this movie a million times and I always thought the cat slash boy's name was Zachary and they said it with a lisp. But it's Thackeray. It's straight up Thackeray. Yeah.
That's the stupidest name I've
ever
heard.
I had to IMDb that.
I've heard a lot of
like,
dumb names.
What are they saying?
Thackeray is the dumbest.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty bad.
Dumbest name.
So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I feel like...
No, you did great, Colleen.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. This movie was supposed to be a Disney Channel movie first, which you kind of get those vibes a little bit.
Yeah, it has Disney Channel vibes.
A little Disney Channel vibes. And that's the reason why it actually has maintained, as Colleen would say, cultural phenomenon status.
I would say that. Yeah.
Because of how much it was re-aired by Disney. They took their thing and said, we're going to lean into this. I don't care if it bombed at the box office, which it did.
Oh, because it was released in July.
Yeah. Again, their own fault. They're in control of it.
They released it in July?
July.
Yes, and it did.
A summer movie. In a year that like
no
three
sense.
Other witch movies came out.
What were the other witch movies?
The Witches of Brunswick? I'm not sure what it's called.
I was going to guess.
And the movie The Witches.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was going to guess Carrie. No, that's
Carrie's
not, a witch,
not
movie.
A witch movie.
Blair Witch Project.
That was
no.
a little later, I think. That was like 99.
In,
or...
Yeah, I was in high school when Blair Witch came out.
Maybe.
Witches of Eastwick. Which I think had it had like some like famous people in it. But this was like, I think people were witched out by that point. That had Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, Susan Sarandon, and Jack Nicholson.
Ooh.
That came out, yeah. They said it's 87, so that wouldn't
yeah,
even come
out
the
same year.
Yeah,
isn't that a terrible time to watch this movie?
I mean,
but yeah, people were witched out, apparently.
Yes. And they were trying to celebrate, like, you know, the 4th
summer.
Of July.
A summer vacation, yeah.
Probably a lot of other fun stuff to watch in the summer of 93.
Perfect for 4th of July fireworks.
So it came out. the budget on it was, it wasn't bad. I mean, the budget was $28 million, but it only made $45 million gross at the box
office.
What
was $28 million worth back then?
I mean, it's only like, 93, so maybe like
we're really good at it.
Well, 30 million. I don't know. It's not like a whole lot different.
We're good at inflation rates here. We've
yeah,
done
Colleen,
this a couple
ahead.
Times.
You're
so
our local
I'm gonna
economist.
Go 31 million.
31 million. Starring Bette Midler, of course, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy. Who,
I love her. I love
she's
her.
She's fantastic.
She's my favorite. Of
Here's
all
one
the
thing
witches.
I'll say. This movie may not be my all-time favorite. I may will watch it with Ashley because she loves it. I'm not gonna do it necessarily by myself, but I will watch these. I appreciate how dedicated to the characters these three witches
they
are.
They are so good at acting in this movie.
Yes. They like say, I don't care this is a kid's movie about witches. I'm going 100% all in on this person.
Did I miss it or did they explain why her mouth's crooked the whole time?
I think it's just crooked.
Who? Whose mouth?
Kevin and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh. This is a character trait, I believe. Kind of how Bette Midler has like buck teeth.
Yeah.
It's just that's
And Sarah Jessica Parker's an idiot.
But flawless.
Flawless.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghostly white skin.
Johnny, if you had to rank the hotness of the Sanderson sisters.
This is what we're here. This is the content that people came for.
Let's go 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah, that's...
Like...
Ranking them. 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
It's not a difficult question.
I feel like it was fairly obvious.
Yeah, I think you kind of explained it pretty well, Colleen.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that.
There are three of them. You give them...
I don't know if I'll... You know... My wife's going to hear this podcast.
Okay. All right, hold on.
She's
going to
be so mad if I rank... Witches.
Okay, what if we say you rank the witches and Andrea?
And Andrea.
You put Andrea at one.
Andrea's number one.
So,
number one witch.
Andrea's
the hottest witch I know.
Andrea's the hottest witch you know.
Yes.
So number two, hottest witch.
The correct answer, again, she's listening. She's the only witch for me.
Oh,
so there's no 2, 3, and 4.
This guy is great.
Say it.
Johnny. Well done. Well done.
You're welcome.
Colleen?
You're welcome.
You want me to rank the hotness
sure.
of the witches? Well, yeah, I think you got to go Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Kathy Najimy and then Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's the correct
I think
order.
That's the right order.
I feel like Bette Midler's a little too old.
She's older than
like,
Bette
Midler really
yeah.
sells it on the song.
She does sell it on the
She's,
song.
The
teeth
song
really
is,
throw me off.
Yeah, yeah.
I can work with Kathy and Jimmy's like droopy mouth or whatever, but I think the buck teeth.
So she's
and
perfect Kathy, in every way but has buck teeth. That's
might be a deal breaker. Perfect in every way, but she's Bette Midler.
With buck teeth.
What?
With buck teeth.
This is falling apart here.
This is All good. Right. This is good. Colleen, this movie was directed by Kenny Ortega.
Love
Do you
Kenny.
Remember that name from a previous podcast of ours?
I don't, but I read this, and I cannot remember what else he did.
You're going to hurt Mary. Kenny Ortega, she kind of went on like a whole diatribe about Kenny Ortega because he was the choreographer of Dirty Dancing.
Oh,
and how much she
I do remember
loved
this.
All
yes.
the choreography
yes.
that he worked on.
And you
on.
And I stared blankly ahead as she
well,
talked
she
about
just said,
famous
I have to
choreographers.
Finish this. I had to get this out. Let me tell you all about the amazing choreography work. And we're like,
you're like
just
yes.
like we, I think we fell asleep and blacked out for a little bit of that. But Kenny Ortega directed this. And he did the choreography for Dirty Dancing, Newsies, which I think she mentioned.
Yes.
A lot of the John
High
Hughes.
High School Musical.
Oh, fantastic.
One and two.
And Cheetah
I've
Girls.
I've never seen a High School one. Musical
oh,
or
yeah,
Cheetah Girl.
Well.
Cheetah Girls?
I
if
only,
you didn't like Hocus Pocus, I'm gonna venture to say you would not like those.
I pretty much like one single Disney Channel movie.
Which one?
Brink. It's the only one. Oh, I like.
Brink is a great one, Brink's but so great. Is Johnny Tsunami, Smart
yeah.
House. There's
you
so many good
about
ones.
Johnny Tsunami, though.
Never
that,
saw
that
any
is
of those.
Luck of the Irish.
Great one. Great one. Fantastic.
What's the motocross?
Another great one. Great
motocross?
The one was the model one with Tyra Banks.
Wait. I know what you're talking about.
Or the mannequin. I think it's just called Mannequin.
That might be it.
Maybe that wasn't a
different movie.
That's a different one.
Double teamed.
That's insane.
Wait.
That actually wasn't
think it's
that,
the right
that,
movie.
Different one, too.
That is legitimately a Disney Channel movie.
Is that the one where, who's the girl from Grey's Anatomy that got fired and everyone hated her after
the
blonde,
Asian
blonde
lady?
Girl? Blonde girl. She was in Knocked Up with Seth
Catherine
Rogen.
Heigl?
Yeah. What was the one that she was in?
She got fired?
I thought she was in like a basketball movie in Disney Channel.
Yeah, I think.
Is that Double Team?
I'm like 13. Like Mike, starting Lil Bow Wow.
The kid from Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, that yeah that's the one.
No, it's not. It's not her, but the movie is called Double Teamed.
The people are yelling at the.
I know. I'm so sorry. Let's jump back into Hocus
Pocus. They're yelling the correct name at us. Swerving on the road. We're doing it all wrong.
We
that's
are.
Okay.
Okay.
So Colleen, a few things. Did you know that Bette Midler, she's most well known for this movie for her song mm-hmm. "I Put a Spell on You."
Yep.
And that's pretty much the only part that a lot of like really well-known critics liked. They said this movie's kind of lost in the stories. It's
well,
a little
I think
like,
that's garbage.
Well, Gene Siskel, he's kind of he was Siskel and Ebert, pretty respected movie critic.
I've never heard of him.
Okay. He said this was a dreadful witch comedy with the only tolerable moment coming when Bette Midler presents a single song. Your thoughts?
I feel like that's very harsh. I would agree her song is a lovely part of the movie.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. But I just think there's a lot of good like there's a lot of good parts to it.
I don't necessarily fall in that same camp as Gene Siskel. Like, I'm not going to go around and trash it.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be one I'm going to celebrate a whole lot.
This is fine.
You know what it reminds me of? Did you guys ever see Tuck Everlasting?
Sure.
Once. It's another Disney movie.
I don't remember that a lot.
Go watch it. It's like the Halloween version of that.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
That's what it reminds me of.
One thing, one of my favorite parts of these podcasts, Johnny, is the people who were almost in this movie.
Oh.
And I have two that okay. I find interesting.
All right.
One, Kathy Najimy almost lost this rollout to one, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God. No.
I don't feel like that would have been as good.
No.
You know, I feel she would have tried to like steal a little too much of the spotlight.
I agree with that. And I also just don't think she is likable. And Kathy Najimy is like one of...
She's very sweet.
Yes.
Even though she's a villain, I think she is like a very sweet villain.
Yes. Even like when she's like complimenting, when Bette Midler goes on this wild like ride of like a story, she's like, I mean, that was so well told. She's like, yes. she's so funny.
She's very good. She's a good like compliment. Because I feel like Bette Midler is obviously like the biggest personality of the group. And she's the one driving a lot of it.
Yeah.
But Kathy and Jimmy like is a great compliment to that.
Yes.
I agree. When she's like laying on the bed, she's like, this is it. This is the end.
This is the end.
Doom to the window.
Goodbye, crew world. The world.
Did you know that Bette Midler had, which seems like a very Bette Midler thing, and I don't know a whole lot about her, but I think she is kind of like a diva, right? Is that kind of like
in
a reputation
life,
she has?
I think so.
She had two people following her around, and they would feed her like ad-libbed curse words from the 1600s. So like a lot of the crazy
I didn't hear
words
it was, like,
she says.
True to what it was.
She was just trying to say words that they were saying, like, hey, this would be funny if you kind of called them this thing.
Huh.
But that seems like a little bit overkill to have two people with a 1600s dictionary following you around to give you some ad-libbed curse words.
Is it, though?
Maybe not.
We're talking about it 30 years later.
Yeah, so maybe it worked.
Maybe it worked.
Another person who I think would have really set this movie apart, Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
Max.
Oh, yeah. Can I say this one?
You may.
Because this would have been great.
I think it would have changed the movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm all in. Go ahead and say it. Yeah, I love Leo. Yeah.
That would have made it.
He would have been, because I don't think Max was quite like a heartthrob. I don't think any of like Mia's like a 10-year-old or however old.
You don't think so? I was going to ask if you found like, because I think the girl's pretty.
She's super pretty, but I don't think he's very
cute. He's not the equivalent of it?
I don't think so.
What if they would have had Brink in it?
Yeah, 100%. I would have been all.
Where was like, I was looking on IMDb and I'm like, everyone is a no-namer after Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler. Like,
oh yeah, kids did anything after that.
Yeah, like where was Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Was he busy?
Danny.
Thor. What's her name?
Thora Birch.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
She came a little bit later.
What did she do afterwards?
American Beauty. Which?
I thought that was the.
Which is that?
No. That wasn't even on purpose.
I thought that was the Prozac Nation girl. What's her name?
Huh? Mia Sorvino.
Wednesday Adams. Whatever her name is. The actress.
People must love listening to this.
They're going to cut this part out. You're going to cut this part out. Thora Birch was in this. She was in American Beauty. And American Beauty was actually, they used the same neighborhood set of American Beauty that they used for this movie, for Hocus Pocus, which is very ironic, like 20 years later when she's, or not 20, however old. When
so Hocus Pocus is the prequel.
The correct. Prequel to American Beauty, correct.
That's right.
Okay. It's also the same neighborhood they used in Christmas Vacation. So I believe all these worlds live together. Mm-hmm. The Griswolds are also living in the same world as the Sanderson sisters.
They would probably imagine their house on Halloween.
I bet they were fantastic. What if that would have been a cameo? That would have been
fantastic.
Amazing. If the Griswolds.
That was a huge miss.
Big miss, Disney. Huge miss.
Or imagine the scene. I actually thought this scene was very funny when they go to Satan's house.
That was a great
Penny and Gary Marshall.
So funny.
Penny and Gary Marshall. Did you recognize them at all? You
may not. Yeah. I mean, I had seen them before, but I would have been like, oh, that's Penny and Gary Marshall.
So Gary Marshall directed Pretty Woman.
Yes.
And Penny Marshall directed A League of Their Own. And so, like, they're really, like, well-known. I thought it was, like, a funny cameo, but not one that kids would recognize. But they had, like, directed all these things.
Definitely
but
not
they
for should the
have
kids.
Put the Griswolds for sure. Clark Griswold as... That would have been
But
really
just
funny.
Them, like, calling him master and then being so, like, just ridiculous.
There are some very funny bits in this movie, for sure. Yeah. I think that had it been anyone other than those three people, like Bette Midler and...
It wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have been as good.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they came... They brought, like...
Oh, they brought everything to the
movie. They were very pro for the whole thing.
I agree.
I think had it been like the typical people who show up in Disney Channel movies, which is like, I don't think I recognize you.
I wouldn't have liked it.
Wouldn't have liked it as much.
I thought it was 7.4.
No, wow, you're too soon. We're not. Okay.
Cut that out.
Up in the gun. No, keep that in. You know, this is what people are here for.
It's okay.
Colin, do you have anything other? Any other thoughts or any other facts and tidbits?
Let me look at my notes here. I think you hit most of the fun facts that I had. I do know that, like, Bette Midler said this is one of her favorite projects she's ever worked on.
Really?
Yes. And maybe that's because she had people following her around helping her. But I don't know. That is what I heard. I think the rest, we got all of the same facts. Oh, except I have one. Sorry, I do have one more.
Yeah?
Billy. When the moths fly out of his mouth.
Oh, the zombie Billy.
Billy.
Were those real?
Real moths.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is disgusting. If I what
would it cost for someone? If you had said, hey, Colleen, we've cast you this movie. Obviously, Bette Midler's in it. It's huge for your career.
Oh, my gosh.
One thing we need you to do. We are going to put live moths in your mouth, and we want you, when you open, they fly out.
I'd have a really hard time. I feel like I'd throw up.
If they said, Colleen, we will give you... We know we didn't put this in the original contract. We just thought about this.
$1,000,
I will give you $10,000 right now. I'll just give you a $10,000 check. I'm so sorry about this. Here are the mods and
also
the check.
Here's what I'll tell you. For $10,000, I would attempt to try it.
You don't think you could do it without throwing up with live mobs in your mouth?
I don't even know throw up. Just like imagine them fluttering around in your mouth.
You think they're fluttering? I bet they're sitting still. They're very...
No way.
They're very confused where they're at.
They're so big.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate it.
Yeah, but these are like...
$10,000. It's not a long scene, Colleen.
Baby moths.
Ugh.
$10,000?
I'm having a hard time just
You sound
about
like
this.
Bette Midler. You sound very high maintenance
How
on the set.
Dare you're, you?
You're not even the star.
I haven't even asked anyone to follow me around. You cannot compare me to Bette Midler because
all I've asked you to do is for $10,000 put moths in your mouth.
Moths in your mouth.
Moths in your
mouth. Moths in your mouths.
That's a different picture.
Listen. Okay. I said I'd try. That's
you
all,
try.
That's all I'm going to say.
He feels like you're being a little dramatic about it.
Oh, my God.
Johnny, for you, if you're the zombie man and they say, hey, Johnny.
$10,000, sign me up, man.
Real quick. As many times as you need to.
I don't even do anything for $10,000. It's not even fair.
Okay. Anything. I have limits.
He will not rank the Sanderson sisters for you.
He will not.
$1,000.
No, I will not. $1,000,
I will not. I cannot do that.
But everything else.
He has to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. Colleen, I was wondering if you saw this reference when I was doing my research, and I thought, I bet Colleen would love this if she knew. And I was going to wait. I was waiting for you to say it, but you didn't
Maybe
see
I
it.
Don't know it.
When they leave the school.
Yes.
And they are walking out in front of the school after they have put the Sanderson sisters in the burner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They walk past a very familiar fountain. Do you recognize
it? Is it the Friends fountain?
It's the Friends fountain.
What?
It is the Friends fountain. The exact same fountain.
What?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea, but that's amazing.
So there you go. I thought you were going to see that one.
No, I didn't see that. That's amazing. That makes me very happy.
That's great.
I'm going to pay attention.
Dang. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
A perfectly fine movie.
Okay. I don't like that.
Okay.
That's your opinion.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts that you have?
Oh, yeah. You had a whole list of questions.
You took umbrage with a lot of stuff.
Okay. Now it's time.
So, all right. If you're a witch... Right, and you're gonna, like, they're throwing lightning bolts out of their hands whenever they want. Mm-hmm. And they get arrested. Like, why didn't they just
fight back?
Like, if you're gonna die because, like, someone called you a witch, at least at that, now is the time to prove you are a witch.
Yeah.
Like, you got the noose around your neck. Like, prove it now. That's what I thought. Like, okay.
I would have thought
Weren't
so
their
too.
Hands tied, though?
But you can't just, like, you know.
I was just a little confused.
Throw it around, you know, like.
I'm not sure what the hand motions you're doing.
If your hands behind your back, and you just kind of like turn around. And,
well, look,
like,
I think there are nuances to magic. Like you look, I'm gonna really
like
take
if your hands are bound,
here.
You can't do magic.
But like,
I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
If you go Harry Potter, you need a wand to do magic. So I'm just saying, it feels like magic has rules, Johnny. I don't feel like.
It's not the Wild West.
Yeah, you can't just like wish something and it happens. Like you probably need to do the appropriate hand gesture.
Yep.
And if your hands are tied, there's nothing you can do.
It did sound there were a lot of rules to the witch's magic.
Yes.
Because a lot of it was very dependent upon the spell book and it being nearby or open or them actually like creating the right spell for it to happen.
Getting the right ingredients.
At the same time with you, like they quickly like electrocuted those kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Like so they had
fast.
Something.
They had something that they could do. They could harness some power.
Colleen. In your mind.
Or they weren't gagged either. They could have said a spell.
But she has a spell book. Like, you're assuming a lot. Like, they know the spells.
Well, she's a bad witch.
Here's my question, Colleen.
Maybe she's a bad witch.
She's a terrible witch.
Philosophically, are you born a witch or do you become a witch?
Wow.
I think you have to become one.
So you think the Sanderson sisters were born
witches?
Normal.
I think they were born into witch
households.
And they were
groomed into witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Cullen.
Cause in like
and like Cullen
Coven,
I was
what
like,
are you
talking about
right
Edward
now?
Cullen? Because that is not the same.
Coven. What words are you using?
Coven.
He's a vampire.
COVID.
Yeah. COVID. COVID. The word you're thinking of. Yes.
So
you think you become a witch?
Yeah, I don't think it's like you're
born a wizard, but you become a witch.
Who said you're born a wizard?
Well,
they are
Harry
just assuming
you were just
a lot.
Talking about that.
Also, the cat. If he could talk the whole time,
Thackeray.
What? Why didn't he tell everyone?
The cat was the most throwaway part of this whole movie.
Why didn't he tell people?
Yeah, like if he did like, he learn to speak over 300 years?
Probably. Why didn't he talk to
No,
his...
he could always speak because he is Thackeray.
But why didn't he talk to his dad when he was
yeah,
like...
Yeah, why at the first scene, he like goes up to his dad and his dad's like, get out of here. And he's like...
He should have said,
that
dad,
been the time.
It's me.
That
were the witches you just
time.
Killed?
Hey,
yeah.
That's a
Help
good point.
Me. Help me, dad.
That's a great plot hole.
Didn't, you know, I was like, all right. When he got ran over, that was...
Yeah, comical.
Terrifying at first.
Okay.
I forgot he couldn't
die. It
was
very
die.
Sad. It was very sad.
Not sad.
Wow. Danny
not
was
shown...
so sad.
That was the worst fake tears ever. It was it looked like a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
He had a tire print through his body.
Oh my God, they killed the cat. Now he's back. What? WTF.
There
you go.
I had to make
He can't die. But even when he comes back, he's kind of sarcastic. He's like, I told you can't die. So like, stop. Mm.
First off, you're a cat, so maybe check your role a little
like,
bit.
Chill
bud.
On the attitude.
Thackeray.
Sarah Jessica Parker looks at the kid and says she's like plump or whatever, and she calls her a shishka baby. the yabos.
The yabos.
The yabos.
Yeah.
Learn a new vocab word.
Again,
yabos.
Back with the,
so,
this movie.
When
I
get home, I'm going to let Andrew know.
You're going to let Andrew know about what a yabo is?
I'm going to say, hey.
Nope. This is PG. Nope. PG 13.
Guess what word I learned today?
Did put a, we put
go.
A disclaimer, but we are not going full wheels
no,
off.
Nope. Are you gonna blow your nose on the podcast?
Boy, the etiquette, Colleen.
I'm watching. Like, I'm waiting for this.
I didn't realize how good we had it until
that. I know. It's tough. Anyway,
Johnny.
Okay, Johnny. What would you rate this movie?
6.9 virgins.
Oh my God.
Well. Right. You didn't even say out of how many, but that's enough. Yeah, that's great. Enough. We get it.
I'm going to assume that's out of 10.
But... I want to apologize to the parents watching and any kids who may have accidentally made it all the way to the end.
Ryan.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Let me ask him one more question.
Yeah.
Johnny, would you recommend this movie to someone?
Yeah. Good. For sure. Absolutely. That's great.
Okay. All right. What age would you recommend this movie to?
I don't know. I don't know if we were just so desensitized, but I would say 8's fine.
I feel like that's probably fine. Yeah. It depends on where parents are on the how much of the supernatural spooky stuff do I want to introduce to my kids.
See, Andrea would not if we she walked in today and she's like, when is this gonna be over? This witchcraft.
Wow.
Get this off. And I was like,
she's gonna love this. So she's episode.
Not a fan. She is not a fan of witchcraft.
Gotcha. So this may not be a podcast.
I would
for her
to also just say none of us are fans of witchcraft.
Yeah, we said that in the disclaimer. That we are not endorsing.
No. We are believers.
Of what, Colleen?
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
There we go.
Sorry. Good. Thank you for helping me clarify.
We are believers in the occult.
Of the dark arts.
The dark arts.
That's not true. Anyway.
That's a sound clip. Ryan, you might catch us online. Elevation Church, not online on the weekends and wherever else during the week. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So where was I? Yes, I would, as a parent, I probably am going to be a little more cautious with when my kids can watch this. But I think 8 or 9 or something like that, probably.
I would venture to say Ashley would say older, but...
Ashley would definitely say older based on Ashley's history of watching,
But don't
Candyman at age 9.
That's
the older they are, then you're they're going to get the jokes.
They kind of already...
But
they're
at 7
learn
and 8,
somebody.
They don't really know those jokes of
and why not learn from the Sanderson sisters, is what I always say.
That's a great point, Colleen.
Thank you so much. So your overall...
My overall rating?
Rating, Ryan.
All right, Colleen. I like this movie. I don't love this movie or like Ashley does.
That's fine.
I like this movie. So I'm going to give it 5 out of 8 mouth moths.
Mouth moths.
So I think that's a pretty good, fair
I'll take
rating.
It. I will take it. Okay. It was a little over half, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that for you. For me, I'm going to go... I' 4 out of 4 cross trainers.
Wow.
Yes. Nice.
The cross trainers. Yeah. We didn't talk about your bullies at all, Colleen.
They were quite the character. I mean, you talk about other big characters. Boy, those guys were the
ice
worst.
And
Ernie. Is that the same?
Ernie.
Ernie was ice, right?
Ernie was ice. And Jay?
Sure.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were something.
Snappy dressers.
Yeah, snappy dressers. Also kind
very
of pervy.
They
were trying to scope at people getting undressed, which is not cool, guys.
In the 90s, it was okay.
Was it? Johnny?
I don't think it was.
Wait, I made this observation. You love this movie, right?
Yeah, correct.
And then now you always wear what one of the bullies wore.
Always
have your flannel wrapped around your waist like he did.
Always. Wow. Every day.
So
I'm wearing flannel wrapped around my waist.
You're wearing
flannel right now.
Not around my waist. So, I'm in.
Colleen, I've always said your biggest fashion influences are ice from
box.
This and ice box
it is
from Little
it is
Giants.
A theme I have.
Well, ice wasn't the one with the flannel. It was the other guy.
That's true. You're right.
Oh, that really fell apart on you, didn't
it? Dang it.
Ice was the one who dressed like Run DMC.
Yeah, he looked fantastic.
He looked great. Loved it.
Okay.
So 4 out of 4 cross trainers.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Of course, I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
It's flawless.
Wow. Okay. So you really...
Well, listen, we got a lot of great other movies coming up this
can't wait.
Season.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Should we tell them what we're watching?
Why don't you?
I'm not going to. Tune in next week.
You'll never know. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.